W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Anti-Gaza war protesters outside the Washington Hilton greeting President Biden as he arrived for the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight. Thousands protesting in Tel Aviv outside the Israeli military's headquarters, calling for the release of hostages in Gaza and the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government. Homes destroyed by more than 24 tornadoes in Nebraska and hard-hit Douglas County. Chris Franks, the National Weather Service.
Thanks to all those who did the right thing to listen to the warnings and took it seriously. And no doubt that helped us with people with injuries and maybe even fatalities.
Possible violent storms, including twisters, possible through tomorrow from Texas to the Great Lakes. Part of Interstate 40 closed because of cleanup from a freight train derailment near the Arizona-New Mexico border. Fuel spills caused a big fire. This is ABC News. With profit losses, changes at this airline, says ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Southwest will also cut half its flights in Atlanta and about a third at Chicago's O'Hare. It's also limiting hiring and asking workers to take unpaid time off. It expects to end the year with 2,000 fewer employees. The no-frills airline trying to cut costs after losing more than $230 million from January to March, thanks in part to higher labor costs and those problems at Boeing.
Greece has handed over the Olympic flame for this year's Summer Games to Paris organizers. The ceremony in Athens, with an English translation noting the wars in Gaza and Ukraine, International Olympic President Isidoros Kovelos.
Let the message arrive to the friendly people of France who are hosting the Olympics. And from there, I believe and hope that a global message of peace will start, because that's what it symbolizes. The flame symbolizes solidarity, peace, and the fraternity of peoples.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson, who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s, when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mood is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio.
Kelsey Miles.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, Saturday night, live across Wisconsin. Terry and Rocker, we did it. We're into hour number three.
This goes so fast.
It does so fast.
I just heard Kelsey Miles on that promo.
Yes.
She is having her first show in Kansas City tonight,
well,
right now.
We will send her the good
we
vibes.
We are sending her all kinds of love. And I know some of her friends and fans from Wisconsin drove to Kansas City.
No way, that's awesome.
Oh, you know they did.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
So they are there to cheer her on.
Good
her brand
them.
New music.
Good for them.
Yeah, so way to go, Kelsey.
Rocker,
so
what
there.
Do we have
that?
So there we go. What do we got coming up?
We still have the Tory and Ball. We're going to hear from Eshnatan Vedder from. He's going to have his show at the Cafe Coda coming
Absolutely.
Up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Tazbash founder Trevor Reed. That's happening next Saturday. September.
May
4th.
No, we didn't even have summertime yet.
Yeah. Mouth of tumble.
Like
I don't know what's going on here.
Well, you've been a little busy working with the band here, getting everything set up.
And live in the lair, we got Blame It on Kane, and that's what I'm really doing. I'm getting the sound check going, so we got lots of stuff coming up.
Well, let's do two in a row, and then of local stuff, and then more interviews. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. right here on the Civic Media Network.
If everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Again, you give me everything, and if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up, if you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up, if you're innocent, it'll be clear. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up.
Still wearing my blue jeans for weeks. Life hit a landslide and fell into place. Spending most of my days looking for a new way. Out of the field day and the blood I see. Oh, 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 we going along. 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 Oh, 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 we going along.
Two in a row for Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts, High Street, on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewery Company, locating in Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients that they can find. Visit the tap room, try the exclusive creations by their brewers, plus samples of local snacks. That's what I love. The live music, carbon4.com. Terry, Rocker, so much fun stuff.
They still
all
to
wait,
come.
Where'd they all go?
I told them they could take a break.
Oh, that's
they
nice.
Took a break. They're at the lounge in the green room.
Oh, yeah. They're hanging. Right, oh, yeah.
Blame it on Kane. That's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up really soon. Man.
Live in the lair. But right now, you know, we have Eshnatan Vetter. He's here in the studio. He's putting on this thing called the Torian Ball. It's going to be tomorrow, Sunday, the 28th, at the Cafe Coda. And that goes, well, let's just hear all about it.
Yeah, he'll tell us.
Eshnatan Vetter. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Nice.
Right on.
Before we get to like Torian Balls and Cafe Codas and dates and stuff like that, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you know, where do you come from? What's your backstory? I mean, I see you everywhere in the music scene. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, music is sort of my everything. Like, music moves me. I cannot help but dance.
You were yes. listening to Miles Nielsen
right.
song.
Just dancing in here in the studio.
That was great.
So, I grew up in Madison. I went to UW. I helped start a housing co-op about three blocks from here on Francis
nice.
Street, Emma Goldman Co-op. I served on the Dane County Board for four terms.
Wow.
From 98 to 2006.
You're very community driven.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I have two children, 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. We live in the Willie Street neighborhood. My folks are still here in town, aww. Very, very active in the community as well. Most people know my parents more than me, Barbara Vetter and Luciano.
I was going to say, the name is definitely familiar.
Yeah.
They're my old neighbors.
Yeah, right.
Cool.
Right, I remember.
Cool.
Yep, back in the day, 2300 block.
Oh, yeah. Of Dayton. Well, now tell us a little bit about the Torian Ball.
Yeah.
I mean, what's this all about?
So my inspiration, my idea was to have Zodiac-themed parties and, you know, the mystical element of it, the cosmic element of it, and my everything, music, and bridging those, bringing those together in a beautiful way. And so I'm a Taurus.
My birthday's the bull.
Yeah, right.
and he knows how to do this, too.
My birthday is around the corner. It's May 1st. I decided to throw a Torian Ball, which apparently there was a Torian Ball back in the day. I don't really remember much about the Torian Ball, but I'm bringing it back in a new form.
Well, it's yours now, so there you go.
There you go. Right. There you go. So, yes, it's tomorrow, Sunday, April 28th at Cafe Coda from 6 to 10 p.m. There's going to be music by, the group that's starting things off, their current name, they're going by the New Kids.
The New Kids. Now, wait, there's some, like, kind of, like, local celebrities in this band.
Yeah.
So Jonas is in the band, and he's John from VO5 Son.
Yep.
I see what you're doing.
And Micah is Eshnatan's son. And I've met him before. Great little drummer.
Oh my my gosh.
They're up and coming. Tell us about these guys.
Yes. So Micah and Jonas have known each other quite a while, probably like 6 years or so. And they've played music. They've jammed over the years quite a bit. And they were starting a band a year and a half ago or so. And it didn't do what they wanted. And, you know, they just kind of...
Sounds normal.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And we're kind of off doing their own things and whatnot. And Micah and Miles. Miles is the keyboard piano player for this trio. Met at Cool School at Cafe Coda with Hana.
Nice.
Yeah. And have been doing stuff together there for a number of years now. And Micah wanted to have a band. He talked to both of them. They got all of them together. And they've been actually not rehearsing that long. It's only been like a month and a half or two.
And you're building all this up, but how old are... what are their ages, really?
So Micah is 11, Jonas is 12, and Miles is 14.
And they have a jazz trio. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's I'm way fabulous. Behind on everything.
My boy. Awesome.
Oh, that is so good. Wow.
So they're going to start things off right around 6:15. And then after them comes Automatic Lover.
I mean,
come on. I saw like their
one of the
first
gig. Best new up and coming bands right here at Max Inc. Radio Show.
Yeah. I saw their first gig. It was at the matinee sessions at the High Noon a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they're absolutely fabulous. And then rounding out the night is VO5.
Oh, you've got real VO5 then, too.
But it's a mini VO5, right?
Oh, no, wait.
It's, what? You know, it was being called the mini, but it's turning into,
It
kind of has morphed a bit, it seems.
No one wants to miss out.
There is a special guest drummer.
Ooh. Mm.
Joey B. Banks?
No,
Rocker. It's very, very, very
different. It's Rocker.
Rocker's like, wait, me?
Yeah.
No, wait.
And actually, I haven't. This is an exclusive.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, here we go.
And am I going to say it? Yes, I guess I will.
We'll just have everybody raise their hand and swear they won't tell anything.
Drummer's actually going to be Micah.
Oh, nice. For goodness sakes.
Wow. How cool is that?
What the heck? Yeah. Okay. Super excited.
This is a fun event. I mean, sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Well, let me talk about the other aspect.
Do tell.
Of it, because, yeah, that's the musical side. Then I rented Aubergine, which is the new Willie Street Co-op space that is next door to Cafe Coda and literally has a door that was like, you know, drilled. There's a doorway between the two. Yeah. You don't have to go outside. And that space is going to be mystical, spiritual healing realm, basically. Mm. So there'll be chair massage, tarot readings, other psychic work, therapeutic healing by Miranda Moon. And she'll be offering mini consultations to help people figure out what they can be doing better to be healthier. And there'll be a lot of art from local artists, including some musicians. Kat Capolero of VO5.
She's everywhere.
She is.
One of her pieces. Andy Ewing of Honor Among Thieves is going to have one of his pieces.
Nice.
And then Allie Ann Brooks will have a piece. And then I'm really excited that Leslie Numbers is going to be, she's not only going to have something on display, but she's going to be setting up what she calls live plant portraits.
That's wild. Wow.
So somebody can come and kind of tell her what they're interested in her doing, and she's gonna, you know, draw it on the fly for them. So very excited about that. There will be food by Just Veggies as well.
The
Kava Lounge will be offering some of their products. Insanity. Kava
Holistic Lounge. Services and High Vibe Products. What's that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Miranda has a lot of natural homeopathic medicines that she makes herself.
Wow.
And so she'll be offering a nice smattering of that stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But it's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
So what do you do? Do you have tickets online? Do you just show up? What do you suggest for people?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely buy tickets online. You can show up and purchase tickets at the door as well. I mean, I would show up early just to catch the new kids.
No kidding.
Know? Right. Goodness gracious.
Sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm. It'd be super exciting.
We might have to get them in the lair sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, they would love it.
The kiddos. What is the best way to find this then? Do you have a website or is it like Facebook or what's the best for you?
I've basically just been putting it on Facebook. Okay. And yeah, there's an event page on Facebook. We did have the trio was on the Real Jaguar show yesterday.
Okay.
Actually did some live music. That was great. So
that's
yeah, they're
so
promoting
good.
It a little bit on WRT.
Nice. Yeah. We are community.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this sounds great. I feel like we've just talked about so many great community-minded events tonight. Thank you for coming in to tell us about this.
Well, absolutely.
And
my pleasure.
Is it under Taurean Ball if you look at Facebook?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, T-A-U-R-E-A-N.
Okay,
Taurean
very good.
Ball.
Check it
and,
out and
oh,
go
so
tomorrow night.
Cafe Coda, it's on Willie Street, 1224 yep. Williamson Street. And there is a $15 cover for all of the things to partake in.
Make it happen. So,
yeah.
Sounds well
yeah.
worth
exactly.
it. With VO5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not sitting there. It sounds like you have so much thing, you know,
oh,
everything
goodness.
Happening that,
yeah,
yeah, you're not going to get bored for that $15.
And
no
I
way.
Should mention that 18 and under, it's any, all ages, and 18 and under are $5, not $15.
Okay.
For them, so.
Cool. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. Flash
in a time. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Whoop, whoop.
May 1st. Mayday.
May 1st.
Yes.
Coming up, this
My
is birthday
goodness.
Party.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Now, this is the way you celebrate. Congrats.
Thank you.
Let's play some VO5 now, yeah?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Right here on Max Inc. Radio. Listen to Max Inc. Radio 2 in the row. Bands you can see tomorrow night. VO5, Automatic Lover, and Civic Media Radio Network.
Is this the caffeine alcohol in my blood? this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking and smoking, rum on my clothes, I can still smell it. I thought it in lies. Hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love caffeine, got alcohol.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr, and here are a few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from across the state. Let's start in the beautiful Driftless area of Yuba, Wisconsin, a little more than an hour east of La Crosse. The Driftless Music Gardens, founded by the People Brothers Band in 2015, and of course, longtime home to the band's guitar player Tim Lochner, has its first permanent stage. Built with the help of many volunteers and funded through donations, Lochner says it will be revealed at the first festival in June, Bonfire Music and Arts Fest. It's a wonderful addition to this already amazing natural amphitheater. Congratulations to Tim and the People Brothers Band. Now let's jump over to Green Bay, where Ace Champion is making a unique difference as a chef and musician. Now Ace believes both can be healing. So along with sharing his cooking skills, he's now teaching and performing with a variety of ancient flutes and drums. Ace says it's something special.
What I'm trying to do is open up the world back to the ancient days to where music was meant to be. And we all know that music is healing, it's soothing, it's relaxing, it brings out emotions.
You can learn more about Champion's music, food, and passion. He has a passion for helping people. Go to his website, chefchampion.com. And finally, let's cruise further north into Door County, where the Community Auditorium in Fish Creek just released its main stage schedule for the summer. It kicks off in June with the Little River Band. Oh my goodness. Lyle Lovett, Molly Tuttle, and Sista Strings. Now we've all seen them. They are an amazing duo from Milwaukee. Well, these are just a few of the others on the list. And there is typically a Wisconsin-based opener for every show. The Door Community Auditorium is a lovely place. Add it to your bucket list if you've never had the chance to go there. That's it. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weikert-Lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Morning, it'll be all right. All right.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Iron Plow and We Fly Divine. Iron Plow is going to be part of Taz Bash 3.0 presented by Max Inc. Radio. Next Saturday, May the 4th at the Red Rooster. On the phone with me right now is a good friend and the promoter of Taz Bash. It is Trevor Reed, a.k.a. Chuck. What's happening, Chuck?
Not a lot, Jimmy. How you been, buddy?
It's great to hear your voice, man. I wish we were sitting together having a beer, you know?
Yeah, I wish to. I'm a little far from home, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right?
What are you up to these days? What are you working on?
Well, I'm just living up in a small town north of Milwaukee with my beautiful wife and just bartending and trying to make a life, you know?
Nice. Give the shout out to the bar that where you sling the suds.
I work for J Sports Bar and Grill, also Rally Time Sports Bar, right here in beautiful Saukville, Wisconsin.
Saukville, Wisconsin. Salute. So we got Taz Bash coming up. 3.0 is at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. It's a great lineup, man. We'll talk about the lineup. Yes. We'll talk about the show in a little bit. But the show itself is a benefit show for Shannon Reed. Tell us about Shannon.
Shannon is my oldest brother. July of 2019, he passed away from a drug overdose. And we donated his organs, and he saved a life with his liver. And first couple of years, we were donating to the UW Organ Tissue Donor Education Program. And this year, I decided to switch it up a little for the ones who will receive the goods.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about Taz Bash, that when you do put it on, it's in honor of your brother Shannon, and you always pick a charity. This year, like you said, you picked a different charity. Music Makes a Difference here in Madison. Great organization. How did you learn about Music Makes a Difference, and why did you choose them?
I actually learned from them from Rocker. I wanted to go a little different this year, get away from a little bit of the morose and start giving back to the bands and to the community that has been so good to me. All these bands I've been friends with through music, obviously. And, you know, I wanted to give back to these guys for, you know, like I said, being good to me and being good to our family. And I figured it's about time I give back. They're all doing it out of the kindness of their hearts.
Right, exactly. What specifically, though, about Music Makes a Difference that really sealed the deal for you?
What really sealed the deal was talking with Bill Zohr. Fantastic guy. Mm-hmm. Super friendly. He was right on it. I had contacted a few different organizations, and I never heard from anybody. Bill got back to me within minutes, and we had a nice chat. You know, they keep it local. They make sure that there are paying gigs and local venues for bands, you know, that I know. That, like I said, mostly because it stays around the Madison area, and that's important to me because that's my home, you know.
Absolutely. They do great work. Like you said, Bill is great. Met him at Atwood Fest last year. If you want to get more information about Music Makes a Difference, there's a link on the Facebook event for Taz Bash. Otherwise, musicmakesadifference-madison.com. You get all the difference. I'm sure they would love to have your charitable donation if you're so inclined. Trevor Reed is on the phone with me right now. We're talking about Taz Bash happening next Saturday at the Red Rooster here in Madison. Trevor, it's a great lineup. Let's start with the opening band, though, because I believe there is a special story behind Nostalgia.
There is. Nostalgia is my nephew's band, Braden Reed. His mother, my sister-in-law, passed away a couple of years ago, and we're also donating the funds in my brother's and her name this year. So it's very, very cool to me that his band gets to play on this. So I'm looking forward to it. It's relatively new band. I know the boy can throw it down, so that's going to be a hell of a show.
How old is he?
Braden is in his early 30s, if I'm not mistaken.
So I was thinking he was a kid or something like that, but he's in his early 30s.
I mean, compared to us, Jimmy, sure.
Right, compared to us, he's he's just starting life compared to us. Great. Other bands on the lineup here. So we got Nostalgia, we got Fiberweed. They just released new music. Plant is on the bill. They just released new music. And if you like like industrial noise metal, Plant is awesome.
I like some low end, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Iron Plow, of course. Rocker. Rocker's doing a Dance in the Talk studio right now. Peacemaker. Awesome. They just released their new album. And
yeah, those guys are going to be hot. Yeah, those guys are going to be... Yeah, they're going to tear it up for sure. Their new album is fantastic.
Their new album is fantastic. It sounds great. The artwork on the cover is awesome. Also at Taz Bash 3.0 is King Cobra. They're awesome. And here's a little tidbit. King Cobra joins me for a interview tomorrow night, Sunday night on Max Inc. Heavy at 11:30. Stick around for that. Electromag, dude. It's like subatomic rebirthed.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah, they played Scorpio Fest this past year, and holy crap, they turned some heads. Those guys, yeah, they're fantastic.
And of course, Satisfaction Guaranteed. Rogue Rat is headlining Taz Bash. Those guys are great.
Good old Nate. They are. What a great bunch of guys.
Good rock and roll. So it's going to be a great time. Man. When do doors? When does the show open? What's the donation at the door? Give us all the details there, Trevor.
Doors are at 1 o'clock. First band at 2. We're asking for a $20 donation for 8 fantastic bands. Red Rooster's kitchen is going to be wide open. Their food is fantastic. Come down, get some grub. Chef Nick will be kicking it out. You'll see my smiling face at the door, or one of my family for sure.
Fantastic. Once again, Taz Bash 3.0 is happening at the Red Rooster Saturday, May the 4th. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Iron Plow, Plant, Fiberweed, Nostalgia. All the benefits. It all benefits. Music makes a difference. Get out that. Get information about that charitable organization here in Madison at musicmakesadifferent-madison.com. Trevor Reed, it's always a pleasure. I hope the next time we talk, it's over a beer and reminiscing about the old cab days.
Oh, man, we could go on for hours, Jimmy.
No doubt. Awesome. Trevor Reed, thank you so much. And hey, I got a little present for you just because you came on the air with us tonight.
Well, what's that?
Well, we have a brand new song from Electromag to play just for you. Just for you, Trevor. This is a world debut. They just emailed it to music@civicmedia.us. Let's check it out together, Chuck. This is War Child. It's Electromag on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Electromag on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, Gammon Road, and online at herbalaspects.com. Oh, before that, what? Now they're all, what was, what is that? Oh my goodness.
What's going on?
It's the band.
Do you see all the lightning that's happening behind my head? You can't see it.
Uh-uh.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy out there. Okay, so that's all right. It's okay.
Do you want me to check weather for you quickly?
You can check the weather a little bit if you want.
I sure do.
But so Electromag's new stuff, that was awesome.
That was wow, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Of course, Jimmy was talking to Trevor Reed. And then before that, though, Rocker, I heard a little Iron Plow.
Iron Plow. Yeah. How do you like us now?
Oh, love it, man.
Oh, that's going to be so fun to get back on stage at Taz Bash next Saturday. We play at 5 o'clock. And then coming up, May 24th, if you want to come out to Broadfest, we'll be at Broadfest.
That is incredible.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Broadfest.
Your first Broadfest,
that's,
right?
Yep, that's the first time we play Broadfest. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll be at Summerfest on June 28th.
You are moving up. Pretty soon, you know what, Rob? Yeah. He's not going to talk to us anymore.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Be like, I'm in a band.
Yeah, we just got to push the rocker button and see what happens.
Because you mentioned lightning and everything, there are no new warnings. There is still the severe thunderstorm watch for a big chunk of Wisconsin, including many of our listening areas, until midnight.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like lightning happening behind me? Because like Rob scared me when he looked at me. I was like who's behind me? Like the mummy or the werewolf or something?
There's a ghost hanging up behind you.
Don't look now, Rocker.
Yeah.
Don't look now. We've got Eddie 8 Dynamite coming up next. And then we're going to take a little break. And then live in the lair.
The lair.
Let's do that now. Right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Dimensional, it doesn't matter, girl, I can't get you out of my head. You pose for the Sears catalog, but I think that you pose for me. I fell in love with you, now you know it's true, my girl, found a need for the dream.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, traumatic injuries. We're going on fall calls more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.